Star Wars 7x7 episode 3112. Today we're going to continue the series that we started at the beginning of the year, looking ahead at 2023 in general in terms of the various types of Star Wars storytelling out there. Today we're going to concentrate on books, audiobooks, and short stories. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we do already have a lot to look forward to in terms of Star Wars storytelling in print, and there's going to be a lot more announced very likely at Star Wars Celebration in April. April 7th through 10th is when that's happening. But for now, this is what we know about coming in 2023. We have the script book for The High Republic, The Battle of Jedha. That was the audio drama that was released earlier this month. We're getting a script book for it in February, and also in February, also related to the High Republic, we're getting a book called Chronicles of the Jedi. It's written by Cole Horton, and it is an in-universe book, so that's going to be fun, and he does some great in-universe stuff, Cole Horton does. Then in March, currently, I know every time I bring this up, I say I'm sure that one of these is going to move, but on March 7th, there are two video game tie-in novels scheduled to debut. One of them is called Jedi: Battle Scars by Sam Maggs. That's going to be a story that takes place in between the events of Fallen Order and Survivor, and that's coming out 10 days before Survivor comes out on March 17th. And then there's Hunter's Battle for the Arena by Mark Oshiro, which is the multiply delayed novel, and presumably multiply delayed because of the release of Hunters, which has also been delayed, and I imagine they want to release that book along with the video game. So yeah, if I had to guess, it's the game that's been delayed, and they just keep kicking the book down the road until they're ready. But I don't see those two releasing on the same date. So yeah, let's stay tuned for that and see when it moves. One thing that has moved yet again is Star Wars Timelines. It's the big reference book that's coming from five different authors. It was supposed to come out in February of this year. Now it has moved to April 6th. And that's coming out the same day as a book called The Dark Side Pocket Expert. It's an 80-pager from DK, and it looks maybe more kid-oriented, but there's usually some interesting stuff in there regardless. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Those come out on Thursday, April 6th, the day before Star Wars Celebration, but on the Tuesday, April 4th, that's a huge day because we're getting Cataclysm, which is the novel by Lydia Kang, that kicks off wave two of phase two of the High Republic storytelling, and we're also getting Quest for Planet X by Tessa Grattan. That is the middle grade book for this wave. And also on that day, we're getting another book that's been delayed, Star Wars in 100 Objects by Kristen Baver. So a lot of amazing stuff coming out in the month of April. Then in May, we're getting another Art of book. This time it's The Art of Jedi Survivor. And also on May 2nd is the stunning, thrilling conclusion to The High Republic Phase 2. It is Path of Vengeance. That's the young adult novel by Kevin Scott. Then a couple of weeks later, we're going to get our next wave of the Essential Legends collection novel releases, and that's going to include Hard Contact by Karen Travis, Dark Rendezvous by Sean Stewart, and Tim Leben's Into the Void, which is a Dawn of the Jedi novel. And according to Del Rey, at least as of this time, there are not going to be any new audiobook releases for these Essential Legends collection entries, but yeah, things do change from time to time. I will say it was rather interesting that they did not include the fifth novel in the series of X-Wing / Rogue Squadron novels, so I'm a little curious about that, but yeah, I guess we'll see if one of them shows up in the next Essential Legends release situation, which has not yet been announced, but one would presume that based on the schedule they've been keeping, that they will have at least one more drop of Essential Legends novels later this year. And from there, the knowledge gets a little bit thin. In July, we're getting a book called Inquisitor: Rise of the Red Blade by Delilah Dawson, and that is going to be taking place not long after the events of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. So that's in July. And then in September, we're getting the as yet untitled anthology of short stories from the High Republic authors. All nine High Republic authors will be involved in this, and the stories will come from across the High Republic storytelling initiative in terms of timeline and whatnot. And then finally, we have a character encyclopedia for the High Republic coming out on October 10th. So that's what we know for sure. what we can, oh, actually, there is a, I guess a couple other things. Audiobook versions of all three High Republic novels. I'm sure we will get those too, as well as for Inquisitor Rise of the Red Blade and for Jedi Battle Scars and probably for Hunter's Battle for the Arena as well. And then on the short story front, Star Wars Insider Magazine publishes short stories, as you well know. And so there are going to be 8 issues of Star Wars Insider this year, issues 216 through 223. High Republic stories will be a part of this, and we don't necessarily know if that will continue all the way through the year or if they will take a break and do something related to the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, which is this year in 2023. Very exciting stuff. But probably the most likely thing in terms of short stories for Return of the Jedi is not going to be Star Wars Insider Magazine. It's going to be a From a Certain Point of View collection of 40 short stories from the various viewpoints of characters in Return of the Jedi, just like we got with A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back. This has not yet been confirmed, but I can guarantee you that's about as certain as I can be that there will be an announcement at Star Wars Celebration for this, that they will say, yep, we are doing it, and they'll give us an approximate release date, at the very least, if not an actual release date. And with that, we will get an audiobook release as well, which will include multiple readers and usually a couple of celebrity surprises in there as well, which is always good fun. And as I said, I am sure that we're going to learn a lot more about the novel release schedule and the reference book release schedule at Star Wars Celebration. So we'll be keeping an eye on that for you as well, especially, you know, as it pertains to the second half of the year and the releases that we'll be getting then. But for now, one last thing. There was going to be a High Republic lightsaber collection book, and it was going to be released in 2023, but now it's been moved to 24, so we'll keep an eye on that too. But yeah, that's a bit of a bummer, but hey, not everything goes to plan all the time. What can you do? That right there, now that's it. For sure, that is going to do it for our preview of books and audiobooks and short stories that are coming out in Star Wars storytelling for 2023 as we know it right now and what we can suspect and expect. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.